Havertz in a pocket of space. Edison came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
Well, as possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Reaction Boost podcast. I'm your host, Ope. Today I'm joined by SB.
Speak louder, man.
Today I'm joined by SB, Faye, and Els. Coming off the Carabao Cup final. I'm so depressed right now, but yeah. My enemies won today. You know when you're in group chats, like, cousins are finishing me, friends are finishing me, Yahoo is finishing me, like, it's peak. But yeah, let's get into it, guys. So, before the game, obviously Liverpool have Szoboszlai, Nunez, Salah, all these people out. Faye, what were your thoughts leading up into the match?
I thought, you know, we're going to lose. I felt like we were the underdogs, you know. Our manager's shit. We've been shit the whole season. We lost to them, like, what, 4-1 the other day. Just no hope, really. And then I saw the lineup and I saw theirs and I was like, you know, we should win. Our team on paper looks capable to deal with that team. So those were my thoughts going in.
Yeah, I think I agree. Like, you come into the game, they're missing bare key players. They played in midweek. We had a week to prepare. Coming off like a credible draw against City. But we all, like, three of us went to Wembley today. Like, Els, this is bad. This is so bad. Els, how are you feeling today?
Feeling good, man.
Are you?
Yeah, man.
The hike was good?
Good hike. Nature. Get me. Fuck Chelsea. Yeah, big man too.
Fuck Chelsea.
Pochettino won't be seeing this, man. Listen, and you said no. Cool. I'll keep it PG. Yeah,
yeah, you have to. I'm sorry.
The first 20 minutes, embarrassing. Like, we looked like we just played football 20 minutes before going into thingy. Like, we looked tired, sloppy. Like, everyone's slipping. No one's getting a good first touch. Enzo, every time he's touching the ball, there's like three man on him. And he's... It's because he's slow. Not even because it's like... They're mad on him. Like, he's touching the ball and he's just taking time. And there's three man on him. Bro, everyone was shit. The only players that, in my eyes, can keep their head held somewhat high, Gusto. Mm-hmm. Palmer just about. Jackson just about.
Jackson? Sorry, why are you talking about Jackson?
Oh, actually, hold on.
Petrovic.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You know, I want to know for the viewers, are you being serious about Jackson? You 100%. Can leave him, you can leave his head held high.
No. Somewhat. Oh,
okay. Why? Why somewhat?
Because he wasn't as bad as Enzo.
Okay,
actually,
look
Caicedo
as well. He wasn't as bad as Enzo. He was shit.
Hey, Caicedo as well. Sterling and Nkunku, Chilwell. Even Chilwell, I'll give you the pass.
What?
Disasi, Cole's first half stunk. Do you know how much pressure he invited?
He cleared two off the line, didn't he?
Not in the first half.
He invited in the first so half. Much pressure because he's
so many chances.
Do you know how many counterattacks he ruined?
It was so bad. The first half of Cole. The second half, he was good. Like, he did well from that. From whoever Poch told him in that first half conversation, he done well from there.
You don't even know what Poch told these guys.
He told him nothing, man.
Like, the you're playing Liverpool's like under 20s and you're struggling like that. I just don't understand what the game plan was today at all.
No, but people, I'm not on Twitter right now, but I know the narrative is that we lost to Liverpool's team. They'd use youngsters. Our team's full of youngsters as well. Augusto's 20, Cobble's 20. So look, we lost to, not youngsters, we lost to their C team. That's what people should say.
They were playing 16-year-olds, 18-year-olds.
No,
they were
like
they 18, playing young 19.
For 80 minutes, the only non-starters they had was Harvey Elliott, who's been playing football for like 4 years for Liverpool. Like, he's not a youngster. Conor Bradley, he's been banging for them.
Been good,
so it's like saying, like, Malo Gusto for us. Like, it would be
Bradley's
the same thing. The goalkeeper had a hell of a game.
Kelleher
had a hell of a game. And then the only other person that wasn't a starter there.
Gravenberch,
maybe. But
you're making excuses because they were bringing on these kids that you've never even heard of. Like Liam Clark.
The main thing that I have, the main issue that I have, the reason why from today you might not see me on this pod for a while, because I'm not going to be watching Chelsea matches, is that, look, no Salah, no Szoboszlai, no Trent, no Nunes, no Jota, Alisson didn't play. So, six starters for Liverpool didn't play. You're not going to get a better Liverpool team to play in the final. You're not going to get a better team to play in the final. And we played.
Yeah, you have to hear it.
We played in the final.
You have to.
And we have some of our best players out as well.
We do. But two. It doesn't matter.
Name them.
Greece James.
Yeah, Greasy.
Oh, we've played like two games a season. Please.
It's true though. Reece makes a better effect, of course. Who else though?
That's it.
That's it, really.
West, and Silva.
Wesley.
Nope. Fofana.
That's Fofana. So,
there you go.
Fofana. Fuck you. Sorry.
That's two players. Silva and Reece James. Nah,
yeah, Silva, James, yeah, at a Leslie. Push. Leslie, there we go.
Who's that?
Guchukwu.
He's not starting.
Cucurella.
Exactly. He's not starting.
For Chilwell.
Carney's not going to start.
Come on.
We've built the worst squad with £1 billion. Guys, we spent $1 billion.
They call this billion, was it $1 billion bottle job?
$1 billion bottle job.
That is actually insane.
And can we fight it? No. £1 billion was spent, and yes, we have injuries, but look at the squad, look at the team that we played in the final today. God, the Gallagher started in the final for Chelsea, and then he has two chances. Have.
That's the thing, that's on Pochettino, because Nkunku could have started in that 10 position.
Oh, really?
What the fuck did Nkunku do?
No. Listen, forget. He was shit, but you could have put Nkunku as a 10
but
today.
We know why Nkunku's not. To be honest, I'd prefer, of course, Nkunku 10, but he's not starting because he's barely played this season. I'm so you're gonna play his.
Because Pochettino don't know how to use him. I'm not gonna lie. You can't slap Nkunku in the last 30 minutes and put him lone striker.
So it's.
But always, he was playing alongside.
No, today. I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about all the time.
Okay, but we're gonna do this thing again. Oh, Poch doesn't know how to use Nkunku. Poch doesn't know how to use Endo. So. It's always the manager's fault. It's not these players' fault. Because look at Enzo. Look at Enzo today. We're going to blame Poch for the way Enzo played today.
No. But we can blame Poch for all the other times Enzo's been playing.
But we're not doing that. We're talking about today.
I'm talking about today.
And today's
okay. No, so let's talk about today.
Let's talk about today. Enzo costs £106 million. We brought him from Benfica. For what?
I love Enzo. And I can say he was a disgrace. He disgraced me.
Listen, he disgraced his household. What do you want me to do? Do you want to get my knees and do something?
What?
like pray for him to get better. I don't know. Like what do you want me to do?
He was shit.
I just want people to acknowledge it. Because the main thing is...
No one has said, okay, cool.
I'm not on Twitter no more. But whenever Enzo has a bad performance, it's always the manager. Oh, Enzo is too high up. He shouldn't be playing this high up. No, oh, he's too deep.
But that's been true most of the time. That's not even every time.
Okay, that's fine.
Like every other player.
That's fine. But under Potter, he was too deep. He was in the six.
I liked him. I never complained under Potter. He used to play him well.
I'm saying the general consensus, isn't it? No.
Yeah, but Chelsea fans are stupid, bro. They clapped off Conor Gallagher. They gave him an ovation, bro.
When Enzo played against Bellingham last year, loads of people were telling me Enzo is better than Jude and this type of stuff. Enzo, he's a specialist player, isn't he? He's good, like, next to the six. If he can, you know, play them balls he was doing for Argentina. Even in the final... against France, he got ran past like 10 times. But that's not the point, innit? If you...
He's one of the best players in the final.
It don't matter. He got ran past 10 times. So he was slack like Jorginho, his guy. But...
Jorginho is always... Go on.
Yeah, let me learn, bro. Enzo is a good player, of course. He's a player that should be able to break down defences from deep. But he just wasn't doing that today, man. He was just shit.
The only thing that he did well today... was those switches. He was doing switches that were open under the plate.
He switches it nice.
But the thing is, and this is something that I clocked from the whole team today, and I'm not saying this to defend Enzo, because this applies to like every player that's got the ball running forwards. No one's moving. Look up, no one's moving, and Enzo's complaining, like when talking about Enzo now, he's complaining because he's grabbing the ball, no one's making a fucking run. And his thing is finding the player that's making a run and making a good pass, because he can't do that. No one's making fucking runs.
You know what? I did make this comment to my brethren. I said to him, we should not have a player like Enzo, 105 million, that's so good at finding these players and, you know, breaking down defences from deep and have the attack line that we do. Fucking making Enzo pass to fucking Nicholas Jackson. And that's your guy as well. But passing to Nicholas Jackson, Sterling. Obviously, Cole Palmer's good. But he's passing to Nicholas Jackson, Sterling.
Cole Palmer's good, but he's not someone that's going to make that run.
Exactly. He's not going to make that run in behind. So someone that's going to make that run is Mudryk. when he's obviously developed.
Because Mudrik came on and he stood on his fucking toe. Yes. Every time Chua has got the ball,
yeah,
and Gustav's got the ball, Mudrik's just waiting for the ball on his feet and he's shooting with the ball on his feet.
Yeah, but then they stopped putting those balls in.
He was running in behind. He was running in behind.
The ball.
I saw the runs.
No.
What?
Mudrik came on and I would have said what I say, but he looked like he's a bit shook.
Yes, he wants ball to feet. Yes. Let's just ignore that. Yes, he wants ball to feet. Yes, I was shouting at him because I was at Wembley and I can see you. You're not making the runs, Mudrik. However, they stopped... That's so bad. They stopped putting those balls in. They stopped putting those balls in, 100% they did.
No, because he's not fucking running, that's why.
They stopped putting those balls into anyone.
Nonny was making the runs, and that's why.
What? Nonny was making what? Stunk. Don't do that.
He's making what? Nonny was shit. Nonny was shit. But Nonny at least. Yeah, no, no, but Nonny at least. He's moving forward so that free ball
gets... He's dribbling to nobody.
Nonny looks tired when he came on. Did he go libertine yesterday or something?
But I just said he was shit. We're talking about...
Guys, the ops are listening.
No, I know. But we're talking about making those runs. And despite Nonny being shit today, he was making those runs and that's why he was getting found. And he was running forward and then did fuck all because he was being shit. But Mudrik was never running. Like, you see, Chil was running, Gus was running forward, Chil was running forward. He just stood there, standing like a dickhead.
He sat next to him like he was like, hold that hand, don't lie.
And that's what's pissing me off. I was like, fam, like, you are so fast.
Has to be the manager thing, because the manager's talking about cautious.
See, this is what I'm saying.
It is, he's talking about cautious.
When it's Mudrik, it's manager, but when it's Enzo, it's our Enzo.
No. What are you talking about? Enzo. Nah, every single time Enzo's mad. Nah, oh, it's the manager. The manager's rating too high. He's just shit.
Let me get Enzo's stats.
Let me get Enzo's stats because the men are lying for Enzo.
Every single time he had a ball,
I was getting onto Enzo.
Everybody was groaning in the stand. Everybody was groaning.
I
told you that. I thought Enzo was horrible.
I stick my neck out on the line for Enzo in my family group chat because it's bare Arsenal fans.
Oh, you bad.
It's bare Arsenal fans that I'm talking to. And I always have to say, look, he's a good player. He's not being used properly because I'm brainwashed by you. In a final.
We're talking about Mudrik.
No, we're not. We're talking about Enzo.
11 touches, 2 accurate passes out of 3.
Okay.
4 possessions lost.
Okay.
He could have got an assist.
Dribble twice.
What about the pass he did to Palmer?
That was even.
He had that.
Are you gonna say that was a good pass?
Do you know what? This is how I know you don't bag ball.
Okay.
Across to the hip outside the
ball. He slicked it out the outside of his foot and it's gone straight to Palmer.
And fucking landed on his hip.
No, it didn't go to his knee.
He took it first time.
Yes, but what I'm saying is hip distance.
Doesn't matter. He's giving him the ball. What are you talking about?
It's stuff. You said hip. They want people to score.
It's gone straight to his foot and he's got a good connection on the ball.
You always do this.
He got a good connection. You're moving like he has a
movie. Guys, okay. You know what? To make this a lot easier.
Let's play for player. We're going to be here for 10 years.
We'll do player first, then we'll do Poch.
Okay. So why don't you do Poch first?
I think we do Poch first. Okay, because I thought for 90 minutes, had the game end 90.
No.
I don't think he did terrible.
He did terrible.
I don't think so.
He did terrible.
If you have that many chances to win. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'll say. Because towards the end, we had a lot of chances.
Yeah.
Okay, those last 20 minutes.
Where did they come from?
Most of them came from Palmer.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. That was bad Liverpool defending.
It doesn't matter. We created the chances.
Messy Liverpool defending.
Look,
they were so messy in defence. That's why we get three shots off. And it's just like...
I was happy with how deep we sat. Because that's a big issue for me. Because we were sitting deep. when we won the ball, we were going long. And like, Jackson's already crapping.
So that's not good though.
Jackson's already crapping the air. And then... times 2, you've got Konate and VVD. So
you didn't have to put in the air after that sentence, by the way. But carry on.
The thing is, he was even winning some.
Yeah.
But and I'm not even defending him. And then when he wins, there's no one around. So it's like, he gets that header, and then who's deep? The only person that's clearly next is Endo, bro. It's a manager thing.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So even for just those 90 minutes, you can see he's not good. He's not helping his players.
I can understand like being a bit like apprehensive, but like when when Liverpool were bringing on their better players, I mean like the kids,
the academy,
we weren't really taking the game to them, because the best performance we had against them was at the start of the season when we actually took the game to them.
Mm.
When we keep going long, that's what Liverpool want you to do. We had to be brave to break through.
But we was doing that since minute one.
I know that's not good.
So that's bad. Let's look at the just 90 minutes. Minute one, we're hoofing the ball forward.
Mm.
And that's no one's bad. There. No one's there.
These guys have the ball. They had nobody to pass it to because nobody's moving.
Nobody's moving.
That's the manager.
When they pass the ball, they stay in the position. Do you know how basic football that is?
And the thing is, because we're inside, you can see like the shape and everything. When our players have got the ball, you've got like three Liverpool fans swarming him, and then
no one to make the pass,
unless you're going back.
And just think of the mathematics side of this: 11 versus 11. Three players are drawn to you. Why is there not two free players? There should be moving around you. If you say whoever's marking me has gone to thingy Enzo, I'm moving to give Enzo that pass. I'm giving an example. Caicedo, if three men are pressing him, two people should be making themselves available to pass.
And another thing,
and that's tactics.
I think someone was saying in the group chat, it's like this Liverpool, the way they were playing, that's the maximum they could play.
Due to their
personnel, like that's like the best they could have gone up to. Whereas with us, because of who we had, we should have gone a bit higher. Because another thing I noticed was that, as well as Gusto played, he was leaving so much space in behind, and Diaz was just exploiting it.
Diaz was moving space.
De Sassi had a bad game, and when he was forced out into those wide channels, he was struggling. Another thing I noticed as well, our playing out the back today was horrendous.
Horrendous. Yeah.
Horrendous.
That was also probably...
And that's why I always say this guy's not coaching build-up properly.
Yeah, no, I agree. Also, Liverpool's press was good.
No, Liverpool's press was good.
Liverpool's press always been good.
But we've seen us play Liverpool with a worse team, but still break out that
place. Yeah. Who's our worst team? The one under Tuchel. That's better than this team.
I think we're talking about like, say for example, first game against Liverpool this year, where Liverpool, all the players, we had less.
It's pretty much the same team. If we're talking about our last finals that we had.
No, we're talking about finals, bro.
Cool, but if you said worst team, what type of team was you speaking
about? They were bad at the start of the season. Liverpool,
they started slow, innit?
Yeah, they were bad.
Okay, with our team, like, if you look at the players we had under Tuchel, like, do you think they were much better than what we have now?
We had Kante and Jorginho. Is that better than our pivot today?
Yeah.
Simple. And then we look at the back line. We had Rudiger, Christensen, goalkeeper Mendy. So cool. We say Petrovic is better, whatever. Reece James was playing. Forward line, Havertz, big game Havertz. Man, I talk about Nick
maybe
Jackson.
Havertz is who we scored today.
Big game Havertz. We knew how we was.
We would have probably got disallowed.
Yeah, probably would.
Disallowed goals versus Liverpool.
Probably, but Havertz, big game player. He helps us in the attack. Obviously, Palmer on the right, better than Mason Mount. But collectively, our team under Tuchel, and even with the manager, was better than the team we have today. Because the team under Tuchel does not lose this game today. We don't. We probably win like 1-0 or 2-0. I can't believe... No, generally, I can't believe... I was sleeping. I had to sleep and try to get this off my mind. I still have a headache. I can't believe this team done this to me. And I don't want to think about football, but it's just always in my head. And I've told my guys, that, look, I'm not even talking about Chelsea. I'm not defending Chelsea. I'm not even going to banter Arsenal. I'm not going to banter no team. Because this team that I support is just ruined. Like, it's ruined my...
It's so stressed.
It's so bad. It's so, and there's nothing I can say. It's the lowest point. It is the lowest point I've ever been on as a Chelsea fan. Even when we finished 10th,
we lost the Champions League final.
Never this bad. I've never felt...
This
fact, one? No, I cried that day.
I cried, but this one, my eyes been stinging since the final.
Since that day,
it became apparent we weren't going
to
win.
No, after we went to full time, I knew that we weren't going to win. But I was like, cool, let's at least try and grab a pen.
SB, I know like you're on the players now, and like you feel like it's always Poch that we get onto. But would you not agree the extra time? What Poch has done was poor.
It was poor. It's criminal. It was poor. It's violating so many laws. You don't play for pens. You never play for pens.
This is what I mentioned on the last podcast with Els and all them. I was like, when you keep wanting to like keep conceding chances, when you keep inviting pressure, it doesn't matter who you're playing. All it takes to football is a set piece, a long shot, a fluke, anything. You're always vulnerable.
Hey. Our corners were shit as well.
But we are... You know why we're not good at corners? Tactics. And this is not tactics, not just tactics. We are a small team. I can't believe what they've done to my club. We are a small team, bro. Let me tell you how we're a small team. Look at Arsenal. Arsenal are the best.
Cole Palmer,
okay, is he good at the air?
Brother, I'm he's talking 6'2". About... Brother, listen.
Okay, Cole Palmer.
De Sassi.
Cole Will, 6'2". Who else?
Jackson.
How old tall is he?
6'1".
No, Jackson, that's 6'4", bro.
No, he's not 6'4". What are you talking about?
Michael.
Go check it now. He's not 6'4". And furthermore...
The way you're going to get on your nose.
Furthermore, is Jackson good in the air?
No. He's not.
Is Cole Palmer good in the air? No. So you've named two players Nicholas that were good Jackson, in the air.
1m87.
That's what, 6'1", bro?
6'1", 2. It's not
that. Oh, yeah, so he's just 1 inch... 1 inch is a lot, bro.
Bro, you said 6'4".
He's 1 inch shorter than Palmer. And
is he...
So,
okay,
so cool. Hold on. Is the difference between one cool. inch a lot
it's or not? But my question is, okay, you've named four players. Yes. I'll give you Cole. He's good in the air. De Sassi, good in the air.
Cole's not even good in the air.
No, Cole is good in the air.
Cole, they dealt with him today. That's shit.
Hey, AB, easy on my guy. What are you talking about? Hey, Cole was good
in the air. They dealt with him today.
No, in the air, he's not good. Even against C, Haaland just completely bitched him.
He needs to judge. You know, he needs to judge the timing of his head is better.
Yeah, Virgil van Dijk placed cock on his head today.
Listen,
guys. He said, Big Daddy Virgil. Big Daddy Virgil.
I know we lost, but let's keep it.
But look, Cole has some of the highest. Cole has some of the highest heading percentage. Cole has some of the one of the highest aerial duels percentage in the league.
Okay, what did he do today? He was shit today.
Okay, but my point.
I didn't give a fuck.
My point is,
he made me sick.
Cool. You said we're not good at corners. Cole's good at headering.
Barely.
So even if you're not even going to give him. So the only person you're going to give is De Sassi. Who
I'm not giving him
the but I'm not. Forget about that. The way we're taking those corners, Mucha can't be the first man on a corner. I don't know why.
That was one corner, man. That was look at this guy.
Chuba was getting
Gallagher.
Okay, they were all shit. I was going to list all of them.
Chuba, Gallagher, Mudrick. Noni, Pump,
we don't have any box presence. Look, when we was a sick team, when we was a sick team under Jose Mourinho, not only was our players very technical, but it was very strong and good in the air. Drogba, Balak, Lampard, Terry, Cavalier. I've named you five off the top of my head. Even under Tuchel.
John Terry.
JT. But even under Tuchel, Alonso, Christiansen, Rudiger.
Alonso wasn't good in the air. Bro.
Alonso was very good in the air. That's why he started over Emerson most of the time. Alonso, Christiansen, Rudiger.
Christiansen wasn't good in the air either.
He was alright.
He was okay, but he's a player. Havertz was good in the air.
No. Havertz reached the balls, but he was always
there. When I say he's good in the air, even hold up play.
Havertz and Jackson even are similar in the air.
No, they're not.
They both reach the balls and they all fly.
Jackson's fucking shit. Stop talking about him. He's shit.
I'm going to listen.
Man are saying Nick Jackson and Havertz. Let me tell you something. Kai Havertz is much better than Nicholas Jackson. Much better than it.
Less goals, less assists.
Jackson was talking about Benzema. He's not even
the audacity of that. You. You should be talking about fucking Demba Ba. Are you talking about Benzema?
You can't even talk about Demba Ba because Demba Ba wasn't mad.
Demba Ba was actually a striker or Loric Remy. That's who you should be speaking about. When I talk about Benzema.
Before we go into individual performances, despite all the nonsense that occurred from Wifel, from Poch, there were still chances to
win. We should have won the game.
So we'll start with. Which one do you think is the most egregious one?
The Gallagher one.
Gallagher.
Which one?
The one where he was in acres of space.
That one where he was...
Dropped to the floor. Like on
Palmer gave him the ball.
I was in Club Wembley, and I had a 5-year-old there, and there was a spare seat there. I stood up, I was like, fuck. The kid looked so scared.
You should have punched him in the back of
his head. Angry
up his head.
It was...
Bro, that's how he got his Havertz top, bro. He just punched it in the back of his head.
It was the one with... Palmer gave him the ball and he was in acres of space. The 85th minute.
Mm.
Do you know what happens if you score that? The 85th minute.
It's game
he shot
that's
straight.
Conor Gallagher, you should have never been bored.
Straight at the keeper.
And that would have been his narrative. Cobham boy wins Chelsea the first cut. That would have been his narrative. I would have let him run with the narrative because he just won us the trophy.
Even that guy's like, do you know what I mean? I was proper feeling. I would have given him, do you know what I mean? And he missed.
With him, this is why I always like harp on about technical ability because. Honestly, once he touched it, the touch was so bad. So Kelleher was on him like a ration.
A better touch.
Yeah.
And then he can place it anywhere.
He could have had a hat-trick today.
The touch was poor and then he rushed it.
He could have had a hat-trick
today. It was a poor finish too.
He should have had a hat-trick today.
He just should have shared a keeper.
No, it's just the first touch.
It just goes to show that, bro, dogs are not meant to think.
But then you have the first big chance of the day, Cole Palmer. All in agreement.
He should score.
Should be scoring.
Yes,
that.
He should be scoring. Even if it was a good save.
It was a good save.
He should have been scoring.
I still think Raheem Sterling takes that first time. I don't know why. I think like.
No. 100%.
100%.
Sterling should have.
Your Cole Palmer in that position, He shot it at like a perfect height for the keeper perfect to get there. Do you get it? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, cool. Fair.
I'm not blaming Cole Palmer entirely, but you should be scoring it. It's also a very good save. Both can be true at the same time.
True. Mm. Then you've got the Sterling offside goal.
That's barely offside. If you've seen it, I don't know if you guys have seen it.
The thing is, it's like,
I don't even think it's offside.
It's tough.
It's one
of those ones where it's like, I feel like you're meant to give the advantage to the attacker.
It was this exact same as the Lukaku one where you... With your naked eye, you cannot see that.
And he already had the flag up, bro. That's what pissed me off is he had the flag up. And it's like, if you see, it's the tiniest.
With the naked eye, you can't see.
I think they just don't want Jackson to get assists, bro.
I'm glad he didn't get it.
That's bad. Anyway, yeah, you have the Enzo one where he's trying to back heel it.
Let me not talk on that fucking guy.
I haven't seen the replay of it. From what I saw, it was just Conor got a passive behind him. It was just
No. He didn't have to back heel it. He could have passed it.
I don't think he did it on purpose. He even flopped the back heel.
You're going to back heel it. Back heel it properly.
I'm willing to be wrong on this. I don't think he did it on purpose. I think he was just moving his legs.
No.
You don't think he meant to back heel it?
No, he did. I promise you, he did.
What did you say?
I watched it one time off the like from the stadium, and it just looked like he just didn't reach and kind of like.
Okay.
No. I haven't watched the replay. Okay. I'm willing to be wrong.
I watched the replay. He backheeled it.
I'm telling you now, for sure, he backheeled it.
Sterling was in front of him.
He could have passed it. He backheeled that, and he flopped the backheel as well. There was more than enough chances to win that game.
More than enough, because even towards the end, like I don't know who shot. Where Kelleher saved it with his legs. Was it Nkuku or?
I don't even want to. I think
Kelleher after they saved scored. It with his leg.
Yeah.
Was it after they scored?
No, the 95th minute. There was like, didn't you see
that? Oh, that was, the one that he's caught like this.
No. So it's at the very end, so there's one where we're in. I think it was Nkuku. Like, it was like a triple save or something.
Yeah, that was Nkuku's first shot, then something, yeah.
Nkuku and then Palmer and then Nkuku again. I can't believe
Palmer,
he
that Palmer
that.
Guy, yeah.
I think he's Palmer so started off slowly, avogad. But he got big goals.
They broke up.
What's that got to do with it?
With Tariq.
Tariq and Ella, they broke up.
Then I'm saying, have you got a shot with Tariq?
Why not?
You don't need to relax anyway.
he's leg.
No homo.
Team's just stressed me. I got a headache already. But what else is there? Players' individual performances.
Extra time.
That's where I have to go on to watch for. I'm sorry.
Yeah, going for penalties.
And you know what? Even his comments here. we wanted to go to penalties because that's what the players thought. Are you a twat?
That's little dickhead.
You are the gaffer. You are the one that sets the rules. What are you talking about? If your players say we want to go to penalties, you tell them to shut the fuck up. We're winning this game in 100%, extra time.
100%.
That's true.
You think I'm saying that? Like, oh, boss, we want to go to penalties. I'm giving you a beat down.
You think John Terry goes to Mourinho and says, look, we're going to do this now? No, you are the gaffer.
Because the thing is, going to penalties is actually a mentality.
It's 50-50.
It's just actually a very small team mentality.
It's small because...
It is, yeah. And this is where we are now.
Remember with like AFCON, South Africa wanted to go to penalties.
Yeah.
They were actually saying because they need their keepers like some penalty specialists, apparently.
And we beat their ass.
Yeah. But when you want to go to
penalties... Yeah, it's not every cost, though, isn't it?
But they were hoping that we'd go to penalties because they were playing against kids. Yeah. But you're playing against kids, fucking deal with them.
Exactly.
Deal with them.
I'm so sorry, there is so much you have to.
He's got a job on his hands, bro.
I don't want to scare on it. That's all. I don't want to drink because of the mic.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't trust him.
Oh.
Little dick energy.
Shut up. Anyway. Yeah, like that. And the thing with the VVD header that was annoying was that it was coming because obviously he scores in the second half, and then no one did anything about it. And as he's taking the corner, I was looking to see where VVD was. And he was like behind two Liverpool players, three Liverpool Chelsea players, and they just allowed him to run and get the momentum. And I don't want to say who's supposed to block him off.
Modric.
Why is it
always Modric's fault?
Let's think. Let's think about all our players.
He should not be the person defending VVD.
Yeah.
So that's stupid. Granted. It's like
it wasn't even his man. That was the Sassy's man.
It wasn't.
You know what they were doing? They were zonal marking, and that's why I hate zonal marking. Have your man. Choose your man. Clamp your man. Pull.
The Sassy should always be with Virgil van Dijk.
Are you going to tell me that Mudrik's man was Van Dijk?
No. I'm just saying he jumped over Mudrik, innit?
Poch's days are numbered. In terms of our next manager, Poch's days are numbered. In terms of our next manager, who do you guys want? And let me make a disclaimer. when this new manager comes in and nothing changes, all of these people, they'll say sorry to me, guys.
Why won't things change?
Why are you looking at the camera like that? Who the fuck do you think you are?
Because I'm going to come back to this.
I'll lips you.
Hey, stop.
Why do you think things will change?
Oh, I don't think things will change. I think our problems are deep-rooted.
No, I agree
deep-rooted.
With that.
I think I can
agree to that, but I can't have Pochettino shit with
no, and, yeah. and you know...
the manager, though.
Yeah, that's fine. No. Not in this instance.
It does. Yeah.
Let me tell you, it starts with...
Sign in.
You know what?
It starts with getting rid of Felix.
Before I get...
Yeah, I hear that. It starts with getting rid of Felix.
Okay.
Keep Felix.
I'm not even going to go into this one. But in terms of Mudryk, it all follows a whole umbrella about how we are run. I like Mudryk as a player. And I keep saying it because of his raw attributes. Now, when...
physical appearance.
Yeah. The tattoo is... Yeah, yeah. But look...
Okay, I like Jackson's hair.
Right. His hair's fucking shit. Bro, do you like his hair?
No, because this is the nonsense that we'll get.
No, but look.
Like, I tell you right attributes, yeah? Mudryk, if it's not fucking straight line, it's not right.
So what the fuck do you like about the sassy? So oh, he's passion.
It's because he looks like him.
The sassy's actually... Fuck. The sassy's actually... Apart from T, he's actually not bad.
No, he's shit, man.
Okay, but cool. This is my problem. I like Mudryk as a player. I think he can be a superstar. But this is a player. This is a player that is very raw. It's a player that needs a lot of development. It's a player that needs a lot of coaching. Chelsea bought this youth to take him away from Arsenal. We didn't buy him with a plan. We did not. And not only did we buy him, we bought Noni Madueke. I said at the time, you only buy one of these youths. Why are we buying two underdeveloped raw shit guy? Mudryk is not shit. Noni, why are we buying this shit guy? The main issue is, look, we have so many underdeveloped youths that need developing, but we don't have time for that. You buy one of them, and I said, that's why I want Mudryk. You have the two experienced guys, and then the winger that gets the minutes under them is Mudryk. But no, we bought Mudryk, we bought Noni Madueke. We have a final, we bring on both of them. What do they do? Mm-hmm. In a final, because we oh my god!
I was saying in the car here, it doesn't matter if like all of us were in that Liverpool press, because they're so well coached, we'd actually look good. Because it doesn't matter who Liverpool had, that press was fantastic. Like, it was actually mad, and it's all about having the system as well. Because it doesn't matter, like, obviously the quality fell off a bit, but like Liverpool still knew what they were doing, even with 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
Those streets are six formers. They're going to school tomorrow with a Carabao Cup medal. And that's down to Poch. Because that counts as nasty. But
look,
I think enough is on that. Let's just go. I'll say the players' names. So just go through them one by one. So I think Petrovic.
Hey, listen. Solid. I'll go on my knees and bow down to him and actually say.
No.
That save he made before we conceded with the feet.
Even the header from
Elliot.
Mixed race shoot.
Yeah.
Well, that, yeah.
Very, very good. Yeah.
We don't
distribution really shit.
He's rubbish with his feet. He's rubbish with his feet.
But a lot of the times, he's getting... Because he's definitely just right-footed, yeah.
Even if he didn't.
De Sassi's passing the ball so that he controls it with his left. He's already getting pressed. You can't expect him to be...
Even when he wasn't getting pressed, he was kicking at...
No. I agree. But there was a lot of setups there. But he... I can't lie. He was amazing. He saves so many goals.
Of course, his distribution and I think in
the only reason he doesn't get a 10 out of 10.
In the air, he scares me sometimes.
No, he was good today.
No, today he was fine, but he scares me in general.
No, I agree.
Like last game. You didn't play last game.
I agree, yeah.
City.
Yeah.
Nah, but they tried to get onto him for one thing where it was Akanji literally held his hand.
No, not that one. No, but in general.
I know what you're talking about.
Akanji literally held his arm.
No,
cool. I'll give Petro an 8.
Yeah,
7.5 for me.
8.
7.
Malo Gusto, I'll give him a 7.5.
I'll give Malo.
How do you think he did against Diaz?
He did that. He did really well.
I have to give him a 7. Diaz was doing him sometimes.
That's what I was just saying. Yeah.
I think it was a fair.
It was a fair battle, but Diaz done him sometimes.
Yeah, but the thing is,
it's Diaz, and
that's what Diaz specializes in. And also, Diaz had the ball too much. So it's like, if Gusto's going to get 100% of the times, then that would be insane.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting Diaz to do him the same way he does all players a few times
and
every game.
And Liverpool were doing those switches on point whereby, like, again, because you can see in the stadium, like, fam, Diaz gets the ball acres of space he's run at you. It's scary.
He was running straight and he ran through three of our players. And I was like,
I still feel like
if Gusto he could finish, well. He'll be a
bro, top, it's, top, no, it's top, actually yeah. scary. If like, watching finish. Him live, he's actually electric. But I felt...
Gusto played well, but you could tell he was nervous because there were a few times.
That's why I gave him a 7.5.
Was bad.
Yeah, like, bro, they weren't even pressing him. Like, he was touching out of the pitch.
Yeah, but 7.5.
He grew into the game as yeah.
He's a good backup for Reece. And when Reece is not
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, a lot of our attack stems from
the right side.
Yeah, and it's mostly I think it's Gusto making that space either through runs or whatever, you can feel the danger when Gusto's going up running.
Yeah. So yeah. Gusto ran through like three men and then did he not set up someone?
He's actually really good. This is him at 20, like long
only better.
That's disgusting.
I don't,
you know, I want to skip the Sassy.
No, I want to come to the Sassy because the way you were talking about the Sassy, he was terrible. He was terrible.
No, you have to be fair.
He was terrible.
Since
I was watching
the game, he wasn't that bad.
No, I promise you.
No, he kept like,
he'd get the ball,
those fucking
slip and then they're on us.
Yeah, no, no,
he passed it to them, they're on us.
100%.
He was slipping.
He was slipping and slides on that seaman.
Like literally slipping and.
No one heard that.
Slipping on semen.
Have you seen that one? That
took. ASAP Rocky.
We said semen.
No, but the thing is, like, those slips made his game look a lot worse than it was. He stopped a few good attacks.
Yep, that's true. That's
he
true.
Stopped a, like, there was three balls that you. I don't think he was.
When I was watching him,
terrible. But he was definitely bad.
There was a time that they hit us on the counter. And he was nowhere to be seen because he gave away the ball at the halfway line.
Listen,
and
he was
we're
bad.
Very
he
lucky
was bad.
That it was
he was bad.
Kids.
He was bad. I won't give him terrible.
He was terrible, man. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I like it.
There was even that chance in front of goal.
There was,
I don't care.
The gap for header stems from him giving all the way.
Oh, yeah.
The
Sassy had a chance.
There was even the chance of front of goal.
Cole was flipped on. Cole was flipped on.
If you actually watch it, it's a lot. For someone of his size,
bro,
he's not doing it.
He's running towards the ball. The ball's here.
That would have been a Cobo assist in the final. At your boy. Yeah, man.
No, he should have done
that. You guys are all glamping this Sassy because he got 16 clearances. You know, Cobo had 11 that game. No one glamped him.
I liked Cobo that game.
No one, but I was not hearing glamping for Levi.
Even so, Sassy should have done better now.
Levi's got lights contacts.
It's cool. Cobo today, first off, horrendous.
I think he's that bad.
No, no, no. First half,
he was also giving away the ball and slipping.
He grew in the game and he became very good.
His passing was shit.
First half, it was like,
you said that with everyone in the team, though, that they were really started.
No.
Who had a good first half? That would be a better question for us.
Nobody.
Malagusto was okay.
Because Palmer was great in the first half.
Palmer was okay in the first half as well.
Was it, man? Palmer sucks.
Okay. I'm not saying good. I'm saying okay.
But see, the thing with Palmer that I like about him is that he can be. I've seen him sometimes. He will play bad games, but he always has it in his locker to do something magical, to skip past a player and to make a pass.
Just
now.
Like
Sterling.
Go for the players.
Chilwell. I think Chilwell today was.
Seven. No, he was shit because he was a pressing trick. I forgot that in the first half.
These guys and their technical language, man.
Six. For me, he's a six.
Bro,
he was four, man.
Ask Aesop. He was so bad. When they played the ball to Chilwell and his touch was taken out of play.
Yeah,
but Gusto was doing the same shit.
No, Gusto
added more.
I'm not gonna lie. I'll give Chilwell a six. He was important in a few times.
Those kids from the academy were dealing with him.
No, they weren't.
That Connor Bradley were dealing with him.
I'm giving him a six.
I'm giving him a four.
You just about passed and just about.
You didn't pass for me, sorry.
I think he was good.
I'll start off with Caicedo.
I think that was one of his best games for Chelsea.
Do you know what? This is weird with Caicedo. It's weird with the guy because
I don't
think that tackle on Gravenberch was bad. Disgusting.
I haven't seen it.
Is that what made him injured?
That's what took him off.
He's actually a thug.
It was that tackle. You know what he did? Do you remember what he did to Martinelli?
Yeah, but
that was worse. What he done today? That tackle was
on the ball. He was nasty, but
I think he was nasty.
He was.
I think he was good.
There was times where we were free to do the counter, free in space, and he's passed it sideways. Why are you not passing?
You know what? That was the case with all our midfielders today.
Yeah, but he's still part of that.
Caicedo for me today, it was a 6.5.
No, sorry.
I think defensively,
he was amazing.
I think he was
a 7. He actually was doing well.
Maybe a 7, I'll give him.
I'm giving him a 5.
But just on the ball, like, he was actually committing crime.
Yeah, I don't think he was good on the ball. I don't think he was bad. I don't think he was good. But defensively,
he was making solid tackles.
He did his job today.
Stopping a lot of tackles.
Enzo whack.
I think it was Enzo pass. I'm not going to speak on him. I think that was
whack. And
Cole Palmer. I think he was actually good.
Whack, and I'm not going to lie to you, man. I want to blame him
so much for everything, but I also do think it's down to tactics.
No, I agree, but like I do.
Think he did. No, don't get twisted.
Keep it coming. It's down to tactics. Why Mudrik?
No.
As well. Yeah, we're gonna do this. No.
Okay, bro. But today, Enzo was terrible. Even when it wasn't down to tactics, the only thing he did well today was certain switches that could have led to good attacks.
He does switches nice. I like his switches.
Yeah, they open we'll up the pitch. Switch. Fuck him. Sorry, he was dreadful.
I just said he's whack.
Even the switches can't
doesn't,
help.
It doesn't matter. He's staying. Remember, he took off his shirt and he done this. In a meaningless.
Now
game.
I'm thinking. Not I don't
a meaningless
know.
Game, bro. Literally.
Well, it's not that we're winning FA Cup. They're gonna sack Poch, and I said when they sack Poch, who you guys bringing?
I can't lie. If they sack Poch and we win the fucking Conor Gallagher, on my life, yeah.
Relax. 30 years, no remand.
No. I told you, don't say that.
You don't know what I mean. 30 years straight, not half, not do half. 30 years, you know what I mean? Yeah. 30 years straight.
I actually thought he had a decent game. I can't even lie.
What?
No.
Before that, he was actually
good. No.
His energy is always going
to
be
good. When you go to church, ask for forgiveness.
He wasn't. Do you know why? Because even he gave away the free kick, pointless, which Virgil van Dijk scored.
Yeah.
That was him.
The disallowed one, yeah?
Yeah. That was him. He could have had a hat trick today. I'm not letting that go.
I'm so sorry.
He could have had a hat trick today.
The reason we lost today is because of Conor Gallagher.
Yeah, no, it is because we should have the chance in the 85th minute where it was like 1v1. It was like an island around him. Like what would you want?
I saved up my phone watch. I saved it.
I'm never gonna let that go. So and I'll never let that go. I like Gallagher. Like
I hate his guts.
Give me the drop. But I swear down.
30 years straight.
Give me the drop. I'm sending the worst guys I know.
Sterling, Jesus.
No comment. Because they'll arrest me.
This guy will say, "Yeah, Brent's my home. Wembley's my home." You shit.
He
was invincible. Was it invisible?
Invisible.
He was invisible today.
Sterling.
He had a chance where he's like, somebody of your caliber should be hitting that first chance, yeah. First time.
Someone supposed to be world class.
Over 100 goals. 100 50 Premier million goals. World class.
That's what we was hearing when we signed this guy. Oh, Sterling. I'm not going to say anything on you, mate.
Nico Jackson?
No comment.
I don't think it's as bad as you.
No comment.
You was shit.
Yeah,
I think
this is what I'm saying. Hold on.
Yeah. Jackson, huge disservice in the first half. Yeah. Alone and dealing with two fucking amazing. Like both.
Chance to score, what was he doing?
Which chance?
The Konate one.
The one where that Konate caught up to him.
Why is Konate catching up to you?
Because Konate's fucking fast.
Yeah. He had a chance and he didn't even get
a shot.
He could have shot. Konate in my ass today saved Liverpool. So
yeah, Konate.
Even more than
I don't care. He had a chance and he should have done better.
Konate laid it off to Gallagher and Gallagher fucking shot it out. So.
It shouldn't have even gotten to Gallagher. You were 1v1. You had acres of space before Konate even got there.
Listen, I'm being objective here. Konate was insane. And even in that play,
you're a striker.
But that's got nothing to do with being
a
striker.
Yes, it is. You should have fucking shot it.
Yes, it
should. I'm so sorry. You should have fucking shot.
Konate done very well. I will not lie. Konate done very well there. However, Jackson has to get across. Jackson has to get across and get a shot off. You are a striker. Look, when we was winning these league cups, these FA Cups when I was growing up, we had Drogba. I'm not comparing him to Drogba. I'm comparing why we was winning trophies back then to why we don't win trophies now. It's not just on Nicholas Jackson. It's on the whole team. Mm. Drogba, give him a chance. Half chance, he'll score. It's not always a half chance, difficult chance to score. He was scoring some impossible chances against world-class centre-backs like Rio. Gallagher missing chances. Palmer missing chances. Jackson not even shooting.
Friday, Drogba was playing in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and they were saying bring him back because what he was showing us there against these fucking YouTubers. Guys. Yeah.
Bring him back.
I don't give a heck.
He's still a better finisher than everyone in the club right now. Still.
Even just some of the things you can see.
Still.
Even though he's playing against YouTubers, yeah.
He looked like a dad.
His movement, he's so...
E-man, E-man, good luck, brother.
Sorry, E-man,
good luck.
I'm just like, but yeah, he's so shocking.
Even the subs that came on.
The subs, wow. Mudrik, okay.
We'll start with Cuckoo.
He sucks, man.
I can't lie, last season.
50 million.
The thing is, I'm not getting on to the City game because
And I said he was shit when he came on. He was spooky, but I'm not going to get onto him because he come on to be lone striker.
He shouldn't have come on.
To get, so it's like, but today he came on as a left wing and I was expecting him to do things. He was a lot better than he was against City. He did. He did do some things, but I was just like.
Like what? What did he do?
You're meant to be this guy that's taking us to the next level.
Sorry, he's 25 years old. Cost 50 million. I'm so sorry. Excuses.
You know.
68 million.
You know,
and he's 25 years old. Nkunku, we have 26.
We have another problem. We have the Kai problem with Nkunku.
People No, we don't.
When I say the Kai problem, let me lie.
We didn't know his position with four men.
Okay, so
Nkunku was just Pochettino.
Okay, so what?
We didn't know his position as well.
Nkunku,
we don't know his position.
Okay, so can you answer me?
Nkunku plays off a striker. He's a SS second striker.
So that's Nkunku's best position, a second striker. In a formation with a second striker, we're not going to have wingers.
Why do we want wingers? Have you seen a fucking winger?
We have Cole Palmer.
Cole Palmer's not a fucking winger. You can play him on the right forward and he'll do the same shit.
But Nkunku at Leipzig, when he was shining, it was this two striker formation.
And he was playing.
And we're not going to do that.
We're not doing that.
So why is he here?
Where is he fitting? Of course, under Poch, he's only played the Palace game and it was alright.
Oh, barely.
It was alright against Palace. But look. We have the same problem with Kai as with Nkunku. We need to stop buying these players that don't have a defined best position. What is all of this? Oh, second striker, inside forward. It's all bullshit. Whether you're a striker, you're a left winger, or you're a 10. All of these made up positions, then when you transfer him out of that system, how are we going to play this youth? And I like Nkunku. The goal against Liverpool showed that, look, there's...
He should have done that today. I'm so sorry.
You should have.
Yeah, I
won't forgive that. I won't let that go.
I'm not watching Chelsea, so
we've already spoken on Nani and Modric, but yeah, I just want to speak on like how it just the ramifications.
No, you need to be got Trevor Chalobah. Why is every time he's coming up against it?
Hey, brother, listen, Trevor Chalobah.
There's nothing to say about Trevor.
Crazy, brother.
But anyway, he's so bad. He's bad.
Well, Trevor.
Yeah.
I thought you were him. Oh no, you don't. No, we argue again. Yeah.
No. I think before. This year he was a good squad player, but every time he comes on, it's just like,
do you know what
he was good on. Under two.
He looks in a good system.
That do you know
what it is? He's come on now, and he always comes on when it's on us.
Yeah.
It's on us. He's on us, and he hasn't played for like over a year. And you bring him on into these dire situations.
He makes mistakes. I don't like him.
Even under Tuchel, he wasn't great, but he was in that system, that back three system.
Milan
Sar looked okay in some of the
Liverpool. He done that under Tuchel, didn't it?
Yeah, he did.
He kind of makes bare mistakes, bro.
He was fortunate to play under. I don't hate him because I actually liked Chalobah. I liked Chalobah, but it was clear that system centre back it helped him.
Yeah, I just need to apologise to listeners. Everyone's head's gone, so like, there's not been much analysis. But yeah,
because
I've heard all sorts today. But yeah, like,
bro, you was lucky he didn't play because I would have tanned that guy, bro.
Anyways, that's so, six finals in a row we've lost domestic.
Yeah, horrible. Don't worry, seventh coming soon. Bro.
The worst, I think this is probably the most embarrassing
it
one.
It is the worst.
This is a new record, it's the most for an English side.
And I was saying to the guy I was sitting next to, my uncle's nephew, he was just like, we've got progressively worse in the finals against Liverpool as well. Like, first game, League Cup final, I think we should have won that.
Should have won.
FA Cup, like, I think Liverpool battered us on the day. Today, yeah, like, and the narratives that are going around, like bottle jobs. That's wow. Like, but all these Chelsea players, like, if they when they hear that, when they see that, they actually need to have a look at themselves and Poch as well. Because
we say it's the players, we say it's the fucking owners. Why? Look, David Washington. We spent 20 million on him.
Maybe so, if you put him on, he'd be scoring.
What are we talking about?
No, but my point is. £1 billion spent, brother.
Did you see the video, the clip of Whisper the other day?
Oh, you see, even Whisper, he's pissing me off now. Every single time he's dancing in the dressing room, you play for the under 21s. Shut up and work hard and graft and hopefully
bro,
you can make.
You don't see that clip? Bro, the other day he grabbed the ball, he was like halfway in the middle of the pitch and he just skied it, bro. I just shot out nowhere, just skied it. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm just like, I don't want to see any apologies. I'm just so sad today, okay?
I'm sad as well.
Really sad.
That's true, because like,
Results like this can actually cause you to be really upset.
No, no, generally, guys, I've literally said I'm not coming back to Twitter.
I've
never been at a point where I've said that I'm not supporting Chelsea no more. Like, I'm generally not watching us on Wednesday. I don't care for the rest of the season. It's over. Like, even when we play Arsenal the Emirates, I was having small hope maybe we can rise up and they're going to flop
Emirates. I'm going to deactivate Twitter. Let us know.
Hey, you know, it's very peaceful. Like, I don't have to hear all of you getting angry.
Yesterday in the hack, I had a splinter on my ankle, took out. I was bleeding blue, bro. I'm so Chelsea.
No, look, Chelsea will always be in my heart. But for now, they are hurting me so much that I need to step back.
No, it's true. I'm actually very down now.
Yeah. No, honestly, it hurts.
I took the day off work because I was thinking, I'm going to go on the booze with my friends.
You took the day off work? Look at this guy.
I took the day off work as well. Oh, I was like, you know what?
Look, this is what Chelsea do. We take days off work for this fucking club and look how they repay us. I don't know. Maybe is it because we were spoiled? Because we were spoiled growing up. We won everything. And that's why I'm like, these times it should be okay. Like, we can go through them. But I can't do this,
man. But my thing is,
I saw my friend.
Arsenal are good, though,
my friend said, we've replaced Spurs with like the new bottle job. Like,
thing is this year. Arsenal haven't won a trophy in like, what was it, 16 years?
They haven't won a Prem in 20 years.
Yeah. They didn't win a trophy for like 9, 10 years.
But they're coming
now. That's where
we're
going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
true.
The thing is, with fans,
it's like, we don't see the trophyless running or that long time without a trophy coming until it's like, we haven't won the Prem for 7 years.
Yeah.
And it's, what, is it coming next year?
We didn't win the Champions League for like 9.
The Champions League is a big, big trophy, but the Prem, FA Cup, League Cup, that's League domestic. Cup 7 years. League Cup 7 years. I FA Cup.
3 finals.
Since. FA Cup we ain't won since 2018. Prem we haven't won since 2017. So look, we're going a long time. Like that Champions League under Tuchel kind of saved our rep.
That's true.
Like, we haven't done anything of note in a long time. And it's not like we'll get anywhere anytime soon. We have to wait for Whisper to get to 25 years old. And then maybe he'll show us something.
Nah, man.
And then going Kendrick.
After that clip, I said that I don't want to see that guy near.
You know, start cussing out like you did
on my house. They got onto Whisper after that?
Nah, bro, I don't think if I show you the clip,
I need to see it.
It's fucking embarrassing, bro.
But yeah, it's been a unfortunate pod. Like, honestly, coming to this place, coming to the studio after losing at Wembley, like, I left so quickly. Like,
the game, they
I can't lie, losing at the stadium, I know, I feel bad for you guys. Because I could at least go home and sleep.
I wanted to go home.
You guys are there. Like, the Liverpool fans are laughing at
you. You know what's mad? When the goal came, when they go, they scored that goal, I went on my phone, I looked up, I saw the score, I just walked out, bro.
I didn't even see the goal, my brethren celebrated.
I literally went on my phone 2 seconds, I look up, go, oh yeah, fuck it.
And he hit him.
Nah, it's because of the build up. I told you, VVD, I was looking for this, I was like, where's this guy? Because he's the only guy that can score. They let this guy leap into the air like something.
And that's a legendary goal for Van Dijk as well.
That's like, captain mentality.
That's literally captain. That's John Terry. John Terry scored
twice. Whereas our captain was arguing with you, it's
about big Virgil.
Don't talk country like that, man.
I will. But anyway, it's been a good pod. Chelsea, no, like, I'm sad. Like, I'm down.
Fuck you.
I'm really down. But yeah, peace. We'll see you next week.
Seriously. Fuck Chelsea.
Havertz in a pocket of space. Edison came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Possibly bleak as this. Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go of the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to get Chelsea.
It wasn't his ball to win. And it's like a chain of Vicky. Would you have got a chain? Oi, them man drip like soy. Had a 20 on me like Hudson-Odoi. Formation, feet for feet. I'm fighting a foot with a slide to coin.